our request that the evidence there is, flawed as it is, be objectively reviewed today. I welcome the opportunity for claimants to have a fair hearing, and I'm certain that the forum will enable the state to have the same fair hearing, notwithstanding the emotional appeal with which I sympathize of your case. Thank you.
Mr. Peters, in order to avoid Mr. Kearns and I having a claim bill for whiplash here, I'm going to ask you to come down here on the other side of Mr. Kearns for when we start with the witnesses.
Yes, sir.
So be doing that while we are we ready to begin with your first witness?
We are.
Okay, and who's that going to be?
I'd like to call Minnie Lee Langley.
Mrs. Langley, are you here? Yes, ma'am. We're going to ask you to come up to the end of the table for us, please. You can sit right next to David. I think that'll help us all. And if, Steve, if you want to move down a little bit, too, is the mic on for Ms. Langley? Excuse me. Ms. Langley, I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand for me, please. Do you swear that the evidence you will give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, but...
Yes, ma'am. Would you state your name and your address for the record, please? And your address?
We, one moment, Ms. Langley, I want to, do we need that, the city okay?
That's fine, I just need for the record.
Just tell them what city you live in, Ms.
Jacksonville.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I should have cleared that with you before. Ms. Langley, I'm going to start with the toughest question I'm going to ask you all day. How old are you?
80
years old? And when were you born?
July the 13th.
What year?
1913, July the 4th, 1913.
July the 4th, 1913. Okay. Where were you born?
Rosewood, Florida.
All right. Who was your mother?
Daisy. Mitchell was my mother, but she died before I was born.
Okay.
My grandmother taking care of me.
Your grandmother was taking care of you? What was her name?
Emma Carrier.
Emma Carrier? Yes? Remember, you got to answer yes or no?
Yes or no. Emma Carrier was my grandmother.
Okay, was her name Carol or Carrier?
C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Okay. Thank you. And did your grandma raise you?
Yes.
All right. Where did you live in Rosewood?
My grandmother's house.
Right. And what kind of house was that?
The sort of building made with a wood. It was a good house.
Did it have a, was there a piano in that house?
No, he said piano, but the organ was all right.
An organ built in? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at, okay. Anybody play that organ?
My oldest aunt was playing the organ. She can play.
Uh-huh.
And she was playing it.
What was her name?
Rita Williams.
All right. How about Sylvester Carrier? Did he play the organ or the piano?
He was up there in Sarah's. He stayed in Sarah's house.
In Aunt Sarah's house. Oh. Did Aunt Sarah have a piano in her house?
She had a piano, but she didn't have no organ.
I see. But did Sylvester play the piano?
I met up there several times on a Sunday. He was there playing.
All right. All right. So in 1923, you would have been about 10 years old. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get it. All right. What was your grandfather's name?
James Carroll.
All right. And what did he do for a living?
Shep.
trap?
To catch coon and possums and rabbits.
Excuse
and everything
me one
else.
Mr. Hickson, I need to turn this mic down. All right. And Sarge, would you mind taking the water and the cups? I'm having a little bit of trouble seeing.
It's coon, possum, and everything.
And he,
wait a second, Sarge. Apparently there's a problem. Are we all set now? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miss Lang.
Gets his coon and possums and all go trapping.
All right. And then he'd sell that, and that's how he made his living?
Yes, he'd bring them home, and we cleaned them. And he'd hang them up and let them dry.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd bag it up and skip it away.
All right. So he worked for himself, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. How many people were living in that house with you and your grandmother and your grandfather?
Well, there's some old boys and brothers, and all of them were staying in this house.
All right.
My uncles, all my uncles. They were young boys with these uncles, and then they was living in this house.
All right. Fine. Were there other two-story houses in Rosewood?
Is there one?
Uh-huh.
It was a two-story.
All right. About how many houses do you remember there being in Rosewood?
I can't count the houses now.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how many is there.
Okay. Were there any white people in Rosewood?
Yes, it was white people there.
Was it mostly black people?
Yes, it was mostly black people, but it was white people there, but it was nice white people. I don't know what went wrong.
Okay. Who were the nice white people that you knew in Rosewood?
All of them was nice to us. They didn't bother us, and we didn't bother them.
Okay. All right. How about Sumner? Were there both black and white people in Sumner?
There's more white people in Sumner than there was in the way, you know.
All right. Was there a sawmill in Sumner?
Yes.
And did some black people at any rate in Rosewood work in the sawmill in Sumner?
Yes, my mom worked in the sawmill.
And were there others who, like your grandfather, made money their own way without working in the sawmill?
My grandfather couldn't work. Mm-hmm. He was two strokes. And he couldn't work.
But were there other people?
The boys worked.
The boys worked?
Yes.
In the sawmill?
Yeah, they worked in the sawmill.
All right. Did you folks own that house?
Yeah.
And did the people in Rosewood own their houses?
All of them I know so if they was owning their house.
Okay. What was the Goins quarters? Do you remember that?
Yes. Well, Goins quarters was a kind of little system from where we lived.
Okay. What was the Goins quarters?
Well, nothing but a two or three houses in the woods.
In the woods?
That's all.
Okay. Did you ever go down there?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Until they moved the school. The school we was going to burnt down.
Uh-huh.
And they put the school up there in Goins quarters, but it didn't last long because we went back, we built our school back, and we went back in our school.
So when you first went to school, you went to a schoolhouse which burned down?
Yes, that was the one which burned down.
And that's before the big problem happened?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was another schoolhouse built?
Yes, up there in, we went to the one up there in Goins quarters.
Okay.
Until they fixed ours and back, and we started back up there.
Okay.
At home.
Did you ever go to school in the lodge, the Masonic Lodge?
No.
Okay. Were there churches in Rosewood?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
Three, as I know of them.
Which one did you go to?
Methodist Church.
The AME?
AME, Methodist.
What were the other churches?
I think they had one Baptist and a CME.
And a CME.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go to the Baptist church?
Sometimes I'd visit.
Sometimes you'd visit over there. Okay. The baseball field in Roseland?
Yes.
A lot of baseball games?
Yeah, they play baseball games.
Okay. One Masonic Lodge, is that right? Yes?
Yes, one Masonic Lodge.
Okay. And was that a black Masonic Lodge?
Yes.
When I took your statement a little while back, you thought there were 30 or more families in Rosewood. Does that?
I think it was more than that.
Do you?
Yeah. I really didn't know how many it was.
Okay. Did each of them have a house?
Everybody lived in their own place.
Okay. Did you grow up calling your grandma Mama?
Mama, yeah.
Okay. So if you say Mama here sometimes today, that means Grandma, is that right?
Yes, because that's the only one I know.
Okay. Let's go to when the trouble came. What's the first thing you remember about what happened when the trouble came?
Well, I was upstairs with the other children. We all was upstairs under the bed.
Well, why were you and all the children upstairs under the bed? Was this
some people were shooting in that house, and they told us to go. Our biggest brothers and sisters told us to go under that bed.
Okay. Was this, what house was this?
And Sarah's house.
Sarah Carrier's house.
Yes.
Two-story house.
Yes.
And so, do you remember why it was? Well, check it up. You all, did you go to the house after you heard about problems, or were you just there to begin?
Well, the beginning of it, some people met Conceal up there onto the depot. They all were sitting up on the depot stool.
Let me stop you for just a minute. Uncle Phil is Sylvester Carrier?
Yeah, Conceal.
And he was up on the...
He was up there, you know, a bunch of men was up there talking.
When you say the depot, you mean the train depot?
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead.
And the white people come by there that evening who concealed on that sundown catch him there.
The white people told Sil, don't let sundown catch you here.
Catch you there. And so Conceal got up and came, when they left there, he came to Mama's house. And he said, and Emma, you better get ready, because I think these people are going to try to raise sand in here tonight.
Try to raise what?
Raise up at us tonight.
All right.
So Mama, she was slow getting ready to leave, because she did not want to go. But she went anyway. So he said, well, you better come on, where I can save you. So we got ready, and we went up to Sarah.
You went out of your house and up to Sarah Carrier's house.
Sarah's house. And she said, so when he got ready to go to bed, Mama told us to go to bed. And we went on upstairs and went to bed. By the time we got into bed, good, and started dozing off, and people come in there with the shooting.
All right.
So one man, Holy Wilkinson, he was the sheriff at that time. He came to the door.
Well, before we get to Foley coming to the door, you were upstairs in bed.
Yeah, and I came down.
Why did you come downstairs?
I come downstairs to look for Mama.
Were you scared?
Because Mama was downstairs with Aunt Sarah talking. And they said Aunt Sarah had got killed. The man shot him through the window.
Did you hear about that when you were upstairs?
Yeah, Brandina came up there and told us that.
All right. And then you ran down to see your Mama?
And I went down looking for Mama.
And what happened?
And so when I got downstairs, Conceal grabbed me. Come here, baby, let me save you. And I went with him.
Where was he?
downstairs.
Was there a woodshed or something like
that? He was there standing by the wood bin.
Wood bin.
Yeah, and when I got upstairs, he grabbed me by my arm and said, come here, baby, let me save you.
All right.
And I went into the wood bin with him.
Did he have a gun?
Yeah, he had a gun.
What kind of gun?
I don't know.
What? Okay, a rifle?
Yes, a long one.
Long one. What happened? What happened then?
And this old sheriff come in there, he called that sheriff. And that sheriff won't go. He laid there and, but he had done kill her.
All right.
But they shot him through that window first.
All right.
And that killed her.
All right.
And so Brenda came upstairs and told her, Mama's dead.
Uh-huh.
They done kill Mama. And so we got up, and I, that time I crawled up under the bed, and I went down looking for Mama.
All right.
And so, and I couldn't find Mama, but Phil grabbed me.
Okay.
And he said, come on, baby, let me save you.
Then what happened?
I went in the wood bin with him.
Then what happened?
And this old cracker come looking.
When you say the old cracker come looking through, are you talking about Foley Wilkerson?
Yeah, all them crackers come there looking. And so.
All right. Tell me what happened then.
Crackers come up there looking for. Come on out of there.
Were there a lot of crackers out there?
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
All right. What happened then?
Come on out of there.
All right.
Conceal got up under that wood bin, put the gun over my shoulder.
Right.
We leaned this way.
Uh-huh.
And I leaned over. And that was Polo Wilson. He kicked the door down. When he kicked that door down, Conceal laid him at it. Reached into shooting.
Did he kill him?
Yeah, he killed him. Right in the door.
What happened next?
And so another one jumped up there and Conceal killed him.
You know who that was?
No, I don't know who that was.
You ever heard of Henry Andrews?
Yeah.
Was it Henry Andrews?
He's a deputy, wasn't it? Some kind of.
Okay. Life. What happened next?
And so Conceal got in. They shot guns, all they shot up our house and everybody else one. So we went up under the, I was still on the, went down to see about Mama. I went downstairs to see where Mama was. That's why I was downstairs.
All right, but after Sill shot Holy Wilkerson and the other man, what happened next? Did you all get out of there?
Yeah, we had to leave. Them boys, we weren't going to let nobody kill us in there.
Well, was the gunfire still coming when you...
Yeah, they're still coming.
Well, what did you all do?
We jumped in here, jumped down under the edge of the porch, and hid up under the beneath the thing so we can get out from there.
The back porch?
Yeah.
Okay. How long was it before you ran out of that house?
About 15 minutes.
About 15 minutes?
Yeah, until it got quiet with them guns.
It was January of 23?
Yes.
Was it cold?
Oh, yes.
How were you dressed?
Naked.
Well, you don't mean naked.
We didn't have no clothes.
You have a nightie on?
No, we had a gown on, that's all.
Just a little gown? Okay. Now, who all got out of there?
All of the children did.
Okay. Who was with the children?
Was it? 12 of us. About 12 or
13. About 12 children?
About 12 or 13 of us together.
All right. Did you have an adult with you?
No, not then.
12 children ran out?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Go down that back road and went to Wiley.
To where?
Wiley.
Wiley?
Wiley, Florida.
Now, how did you get to Wiley? Were you?
Well,
I understand, but were you walking on roads or woods or
we
where?
We walked through the back roads in the woods.
In the woods? Okay, this is in the night. Okay. How long did it take you to walk down to Wiley?
We don't know. It took long, about 30 minutes or 40 minutes to go to Wiley. Wiley wasn't very far from us.
All right. Were you walking through any swamp?
Yeah.
Bushes?
We had to go through the swamp. Them crackers down there, shooting going on, man. We couldn't walk in no road.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. When you got to Wiley, what'd you do?
We got to Wiley, and the colored man down in Newark, he covered us all in the house.
All right.
And then he went up the road to get my aunt, Clappy Buell.
Uh-huh.
And he brought her, told her about us. He didn't even know it. and told us about it, and she made it where we were. And
she what?
She made it up there where we were.
Okay.
And she come on, and she got there to us. She took us. And this man come through there, some old cracker come through there and told them not to keep us there because they're going to come there and kill us them out.
You know who that man was?
I don't know who he was.
Okay.
And so he said, so she took us to the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Get us out there. We stayed out there 3 days and three nights out there in the woods. And she had a little bit of fire for us to put our feet up.
So it's 12 children?
Yeah.
And your aunt...
She got all of us, uh-huh.
And you're out in the woods hiding from the crackers?
Yeah, we was hiding.
All right. Did you get some clothes on by this time?
No, we didn't have no clothes. She covered us with weeds and leaves and stuff. We didn't have no clothes.
3 days and three nights?
We did.
What happened then?
And,
Well, let me ask you this. Did you see anything burning then?
We had a little bit of fire.
A little bit of fire?
Mm-hmm.
Smoke?
No, wasn't no smoke. She wasn't putting no smoke.
No, I mean back in the...
I seen my Sierra house and Mama house burning.
All right.
Well, we left from Wally.
Okay. Could you see it?
It came up early that morning, burned up in my house.
Could you see it from Wiley burning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could see the blaze moving closer.
How about when you were out in the woods for 3 days and three nights? Could you see anything burning then?
It was burning. They were trying to burn the woods up, but we didn't escape that.
All right. Did you hear gunshots?
Yeah.
Hear dogs?
Dogs? No, I didn't hear no dogs.
Didn't hear any dogs?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Did you see these crackers keep coming by those 3 days?
Yeah. Them crackers on the road just like an ant.
Like an ant?
Yeah. All right.
Exactly. Did any of them find you?
No, they didn't find us because she kept us down behind the bushes.
All right.
And behind trees and things. She kept us down.
All right.
She had us trained to fall.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she was the only adult with you?
She's the only one.
What happened after that 3 days and three nights?
The conductor told her, sent word by this man, and told her to bring us to the train station, and he would bring us to Gainesville.
All right.
And she got us ready and borrowed some clothes from the people down there and put on us.
Who was the conductor, do you know?
Captain Bryce, all I know.
Captain Bryce?
Bryce. Mm-hmm.
And was there anybody else besides Captain Bryce that you know of that was involved in getting you all on that train and down to Gainesville?
I don't know nobody else because he always did run that track.
Okay.
And
So did you all get on the train?
Yeah, we got on the train.
Okay.
And he had food on the train and everything for us.
He did?
Fruit and everything.
Good. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
he brought us to Gainesville.
And then what did you do once you got to Gainesville?
Well, we had a cousin there. She took us. When we got to Gainesville.
Okay.
And she prepared a place there in Gainesville for us.
All right.
And so we stayed at the Gainesville until our grandmama found us. She had done taking her to Gainesville, too.
Are we talking about Emma now?
Uh-huh.
She found you in Gainesville?
She found us.
All right. Then what'd you do?
The people gave us a house.
All right. You remember those people? Okay. How long did you stay there?
I stayed there till she died up there.
Until your grandma died?
Yeah, she died in there.
Okay. You want to take a minute?
I will.
Okay. Let me ask you something about your grandma. Did you ever talk with your grandma about what you wanted to be when you grew up?
Yes, I told her I wanted to be a nurse.
What'd she say to you?
She told me she would try to help me be a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And, she got to it.
Uh-huh. They killed her before she got to do that for you. Yeah. You think your mama died because of Rosewood?
Yes, because Papa and her sister, both of them got killed on it. My granddaddy,
mm-hmm.
It made him, my granddaddy had two strokes, and they made him dug his grave and shot him backwards in the grave.
In Gainesville?
No.
Where?
In Rosewood. It means my granddaddy dug his grave.
When was that?
During the time that all this was happening.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it, but my uncle was there. He told me.
I see. So you never saw your daddy after that, your granddaddy after that night. And then your mama died in Gainesville shortly afterwards?
Yes, my mama died from the affair. Her sister come up there and told her the affair got killed, and mama just, you know.
How long after that did she die?
About five, 10 minutes, or she just had a heart attack.
What did you do after, how long did you stay in Gainesville?
Hmm?
How long did you stay in Gainesville?
He brought us away from there after my aunt brought us away.
Where'd you go?
Carried up to that way she lived.
Where was that?
That was up there to Otter Creek.
Otter Creek? Okay. How long did you stay in Otter Creek?
We stayed in Otter Creek a long time.
When did you leave there?
I don't know when she left. I know when we followed her away. When she left, we all left.
All right.
All right, she carried us away from there.
Where'd you go?
Back up to Wiley.
And after Wiley?
That's where we lived.
How long did you stay in Wiley?
I stayed in Wiley till I got old enough to take care of myself, and I went left.
Where'd you go?
I went Jacksonville.
Jacksonville? When did you, do you remember about what year it was you were in Jacksonville?
Hmm?
Do you remember about what year it was when you started living in Jacksonville?
I started living in Jacksonville in 1926.
All right. Have you lived there ever since?
Yeah.
Did you work in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Some of everything I could do. I just worked for my living.
But wasn't there didn't you do one job a pretty long time?
Yeah, I worked for Wooden.
Wooden?
Private factory.
Huh? What'd you do for them?
32 years there.
32 years. What'd you do for them?
Make brushes, switch brooms.
Brushes and switch brooms? Mm-hmm. After 32 years, did you get a pension?
No, they don't pay. They wouldn't pay anything.
All right. You live in Jacksonville now?
Yeah.
You ever talk about this to anybody?
Uh-uh, I don't talk about it.
Why not?
It hurt me. It just fills me up to think about how my folks went down.
Mm-hmm.
And how they killed them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Took everything we had.
A moment ago when we were talking with you, you started crying. Have you ever talked about this with anybody where you didn't cry?
I talked about it to nobody.
Mm-hmm. You talk to your daughter about it? You have a daughter, don't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever talk to her about it?
She never heard me say a word about it. Nobody. I never submitted to nobody.
Why not?
It hurt me. It hurt me because I loved it. My grandmother and my grandparents. It was nice to me and nothing else. And see that we were going to school and being clean. And yeah, I loved it. My grandparents. Really do. And I love her up until now. I really love her. And I didn't want nobody to hurt them. But them crackers.
Why, I think one question that you probably heard Mr. Peters talking before, and I think you'd be asked, Why didn't you come forward and file a claim against the state?
I didn't know how to file no claim. I'm going to tell you, I didn't know how.
Did you have any...
I didn't try to file no claim because I'm scared them crackers might come up there and find me, kill me up there. I ain't file no claim. I ain't tried to. I just went to work for my living.
Did there come a time when you... talked to Ed Bradley.
I never did talk to him no more in 60 Minutes.
Yeah. The black fellow in 60 Minutes? Back in about 1983?
Something like that.
Okay. Is Mr. Bradley related to
Ruth.
The Bradleys of the Rosewood family?
Yeah, he was related to Ruth.
Did you like him?
I liked him pretty well. He knew them.
Uh-huh. Did you trust him?
Let's trust him how?
Did you feel comfortable around him?
Yeah, he didn't hurt me.
Okay.
He ain't done me near bad. He's done crackles and stuff with there.
Okay. Give me a minute, I gotta catch up with you. What's the highest grade in school that you went to, Miss Langley?
Eighth.
Was that in Jacksonville? Yes?
Yes, I went to school in Jacksonville.
All right. Mm-hmm. At any time when the bad time was going on there at Rosewood in January of 1923, did you see or hear bloodhounds?
I've seen one bloodhound. That's them crackers was coming down that railroad.
Okay.
That's the only one I've seen.
Was that when you were out in the woods?
That's before he run us in the woods.
Okay.
He was leading them down the railroad track. And just as far as you can see, was crackers would be here.
Okay.
I ain't seen no. Okay. No bloodhound.
Give me 1 minute. Okay? One moment.
While you're doing that, I've got a couple questions. Miss Langley?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple questions for
you. Yes, come on.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I've got one brother. And he's passed now.
And he's passed away?
Yes.
And was he at Rosewood with you?
Yes, he was there.
And you have a daughter? You have one daughter?
I've got one daughter.
And that's your only child?
That's my only child.
And your husband?
My husband passed too.
Okay. And I didn't quite catch when the adult that took you and the 12 children away from the house.
Julie Sherman, that's her name.
It was again? Miss Sherman?
Yeah, okay. Julie Sherman.
Okay. And I don't know if you've got this for me today, but I'm going to need an approximate income. I assume she's Miss Langley is in retirement and Social Security or something, right?
What I'd prefer to do is, if we can, is do that in the individual claimant process. I mean, we're not putting on her individual.
You don't want me to treat these as the individual claims today.
Okay. I'd appreciate it if we can do
fine.
That.
That's fine.
But I understand what the information you need, and we'll get that to you at the appropriate time if that's appropriate.
Right. Let's move on then.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Did you have some questions, Mr. Peters? This is Mr. Peters from the Attorney General's office.
How long did you live in Otter Creek after you left
Rosewood? We lived there about not quite a year. There wasn't no school there.
Yes, ma'am.
And we went picking us back to Water, we didn't go back to school.
So you went from Rosewood up to Otter Creek? For about a year, and then you moved to Wiley for how long?
Yeah, she moved back to Wiley.
Yes,
we had to go with it. Wanted us to go. We couldn't go by ourselves. We had to go where they won't carry us. And she carried us back to Wiley so we didn't go to school.
Then how long did you live in Wiley, if you remember?
We lived in Wiley about five or 6 years.
We mentioned Mr. Ed Bradley in 60 Minutes. Did you go with Mr. Bradley on 60 Minutes show and show?
When he went to Rosewood?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I did.
Did you get to talk on that show?
Yes, we talked. He didn't talk. I talked to the house more than I talked on that show.
Huh?
Yeah, because they brought that stuff home and sent it up to the house.
And you say Mr. Bradley is kinfolk to somebody from Rosewood?
Yeah, Rose.
How'd you know that? He tell you that, or you found
it? He told me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He told you he agreed with that?
I don't know. I didn't say nothing to him about it.
But you trusted that he was a good guy, and he listened to you?
I think it was all right to me, because he never said nothing wrong to me.
Do you attend the Rosewood family reunions?
I don't like that.
Do you go to any of them?
No, I didn't went near them.
Never went to one of them?
I didn't even know they was happening until lately.
Oh. They didn't invite you?
didn't bite me one time, so I hung it up because I didn't like that.
Okay.
I didn't want to be there on it.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay. Ms. Langley, we appreciate your being here today, and if you would like to stay, and I think there's a seat for you, but if you feel like you need to take a break and get something to drink or something, the sergeant's office will be glad to find a place for you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Are we ready for your next witness, or does anybody want to take a break?
I'm ready.
The court reporter would like a little break. Very short, like maybe five, which
less
means
than that
10.
Time.
Okay.
It will do.